A fresh warning from the Secretary of State.
If North Korea takes actions, that will be met with an appropriate response.
The White House stands firm on wiretap claims.
There's no question that there were surveillance techniques.
A southern cold snap kills crops.
Georgia farmers, they're in a pretty tight squeeze right now.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has gotten a firsthand look at North Korea from the demilitarized zone that separates it from the South. Seoul, he says the U.S. won't rule out the use of force if the North becomes too aggressive.
If they elevate the threat of their weapons program to a level that we believe requires action, that option is on the table.
Japan isn't taking any chances, holding an evacuation drill as practice for a North Korean attack. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
As loudspeakers broadcast a warning, about 60 senior citizens walked briskly to a community center in the coastal city of Oga, northern Japan. About 40 children also evacuated to their school gym as part of the drill. This resident told state broadcaster NHK, "We are worried about evacuating in time before the missile hits. That's why we need to practice." Oga is located near the waters where a North Korean missile fell last year. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
A Syrian rebel group blames the U.S. for an attack that killed at least 46 people at a mosque near Aleppo. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
A U.S. military statement says it carried out an airstrike against al-Qaeda militants at a meeting location, and a U.S. military spokesman denies the target was a mosque, but a building nearby. There has been a spate of U.S. airstrikes in northwest Syria. Syrian and Russian jets have also struck targets in Idlib.
The White House is digging in its proverbial heels on the president's claim that the Obama administration bugged the Trump Tower last year. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Even as the bipartisan leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee say they've seen no indication of any Trump Tower surveillance, the White House spokesman says the president stands by his belief.
Intelligence reports based on some of the wiretapped communications.
Press Secretary Sean Spicer spent nearly 8 minutes reading months-old news reports to back up the claim.
Hold on. I'm making a point.
This week, Spicer said he's extremely confident the Justice Department will deliver proof to Congress. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
A key Democrat says Russian companies paid former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn more than $67,000 before the election. Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings says documents show the money came from state-run TV network and from speaking fees. German Chancellor Angela Merkel visits the White House today. She and President Trump are expected to talk about fighting ISIS and other issues. Derek Chollet managed defense policy during the Obama administration. He says the two leaders couldn't be more different.
Whereas Trump is flamboyant and shoots from the hip, she is very reserved, very calculating, very strategic.
As a candidate, Mr. Trump spent much of last year saying Merkel ruined Germany by letting Syrian refugees into the country. The president's proposed budget is getting a chilly reception on Capitol Hill because of some major cutbacks. But as White House correspondent Major Garrett reports, the final version could be much different.
Even Republicans look at the magnitude of these cuts and say, wait a minute, that seems a bit aggressive to us. 29% for the State Department, 31% for the Environmental Protection Agency, almost 14% for the Department of Education, and other cuts. It may just be an open bid, and the president may be going way, way high and be willing to compromise down just to get some momentum. And if so, we'll have to see how that negotiating ploy plays out.
Several Republican governors have weighed in on the GOP plan to repeal and replace Obamacare, saying it gives them little or no flexibility and no money to protect the most vulnerable. CBS's Nancy Cordes says House Speaker Paul Ryan is pushing forward.
He and other GOP leaders are now trying to speed up Phase 2 and Phase 3 in a bid to win over skittish Republicans. They are hoping to hold debate as early as next week on a series of bills that would, they say, boost coverage.
In New York City, an emergency medical technician is dead after someone hijacked an ambulance as she and her partner responded to a call in the Bronx, then ran her down. This man saw it happen.
Her partner was there just bawling, you know, having a fit, crying a lot.
Yadira Arroyo was 44, a 14-year fire department veteran and the mother of five children. Police say they have arrested a suspect. The last days of winter have brought a big chill to the southeast, and that's bad news for growers. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
It's feared that hundreds of millions of dollars worth of crops, strawberries, blueberries, apples, and peaches, have been lost to freezing temperatures this week. North Carolina peach grower Steve Lauder.
We at the mercy now of the good Lord and Mother Nature.
Fruit plants and trees budded out weeks early this year because of the warm February. Strawberry farmer Lynette Lever.
Everybody's concerned. How are you doing? How are you faring? I'm praying for you, ma'am.
The full extent of the freeze damage won't be known for several weeks. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
A quick-thinking first responder is being called a hero after diving into a frigid Illinois lake to save a three-month-old infant. Paramedic Todd Zobrist was responding to a call saying that an SUV was headed into the lake. He pulled the baby out and performed CPR. Madison County Sheriff John Lakin.
The water was cold. He threw his clothes off and jumped in. Found that child, started CPR, realized that the child was in a difficult situation, swam back to the bank with that child, got in an ambulance.
The baby is expected to recover, but first responders also pulled one body from that lake. USA Gymnastics President Steve Penny has resigned after accusations that he was slow to act after a team doctor sexually abused female athletes. Attorney John Manley represents 70 girls and women who are now suing the organization.
It's long overdue, and it's the result of several brave gymnasts who publicly identified themselves and talked about their story.
The doctor, Larry Nassar, was fired 2 years ago. Now the latest on the president's revised travel ban from some Muslim countries to the U.S. The federal judge in Seattle who blocked the first version says his ruling does not apply to the revised order. Judges in Maryland and Hawaii blocked the second version, saying it's discrimination based on religion. Blues great James Cotton has died. Cotton started playing harmonica professionally at age 9 and played with Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and other legends. He made 30 albums, almost 30 on his own. Cotton's record label says he died in Austin, Texas from pneumonia. He was 81. Get your thumbs ready for a change in how you rate streaming movies and shows.
Netflix is overhauling how users can rate the shows they watch over the streaming service. Instead of being able to give a program 1 to 5 stars, soon you'll only be able to give a thumbs up or thumbs down. Netflix says it's all about streamlining the reviews, and it hopes the change will result in more feedback. But it may also be a reaction to complaints from comedian Amy Schumer. She accuses alt-right trolls of conspiring to flood her latest Netflix special with 1-star reviews. The change in the rating service goes into effect next month. Jim Shanaby, CBS News.
In Flagler County, Florida, the sheriff says look out for the leprechaun, a deputy dressed in green with a radar gun looking for St. Patrick's Day speeders. The message, don't let him take your gold. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, March 17th. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. And I'm Peter King, CBS News.